Okay, we're up to Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. We are on the second line where it says the Omar Rabba. I'm sorry, V'chilufa b'chalsa. Now, the shitas of Rabba and Rabbi Yosef regarding how many mil, how what part of a mil is after shkia turns into tzeis. So there, whatever they said there, the opposite is by a tilsa, a chilsa. A chilsa is a beehive or some kind of conical-shaped kli. So Rashi says, afligu, the third line of Rashi, afligu rabba b'Rabbi Yosef b'chalsa. They argue about the size of a chalsa. We'll call it a beehive. The hasam over there, shir d'Rabbi Yosef nashif mi d'rabba. The shear of Rabbi Yosef is greater than Rabba. Rabba de Amar Hacha Tlasa. Rabba said over here, it's a third of a mil. Amalahem, Amalahasam Trey. And over there he said it's two shear, two sizes. And Rabbi Yosef de Amar Hacha Trey, here he said two parts of a mil. Amar Hasam Tlasa. He said over there three parts of a mil. What's that about? Damar, back to the Gemara. Damar Rabba Chilsa, this beehive. Bas trei kure, if it holds two kur, shari little tule, it's allowed to be moved. Ubas tlasa, but if it's already three kur, it's so big, asil taltula, it's no longer allowed to be moved. Because it's so large, it's not a kli anymore. It's like I don't know, like furniture, and it can't be moved. Rabbi Yosef Amar, no, just opposite. Bas tlasa kure, if it's three kur, nami shari, it's mutter. Bas arba kur, but if it's already four, then it's asr. Fine. So the bottom line is, and by the way, Amar Abaya, Baimine Demar, Bishas Maisa, Afilu Bas Tre Kure, Lo Sharali. Even if it was two kor, Rabba didn't let me carry it. Why? Didn't let me move it. Why? Because he held it was already too large, and had the status of it was no longer a Kli, and it was no longer a Kli, and therefore couldn't be moved. Happens to me that we don't hold like this at all. If you can move it, if it's a Kli, it's a Kli. Fine. Kiman, who was like that? Kai Tana, like another Tana. Titnan, we learned in a Mishnah. Kiveres hakash, if this kiveres, this beehive shaped kli made out of kash straw, kiveres hakonim made out of reeds or bor svina alexandros, it's a pit of an Alexandrian ship. It's another kind of kli. Afal pi sheyeshlem shulai, even if it has a bottom, then machzik is mem sa, and it fits four sa balach when it's wet. Shehain kurayim biyavesh, which is two core dry. Tahorim, it's tahar. Why is it tahar? Because even if it holds two core, it has no longer a kli. And if it's no longer a kli, it can't be makabel tumah. Only kalim can be makabel tumah. It's not a kli. Same thing, huadin, it's usher to move it on Shabbos. Rabba said it's usher to move the kiveres that was two core. He held like this tana. Amar Abaya just is another side point. Shmamina, you see from here, hai gudsha, that if it's a heaping thing, is til sahavi, is a third more than the kli itself. Why? Because over here, the difference between arboim sa and two kor is a third. Therefore, if the kli holds arboim sa, and when it was gadish, it was heaping on it, it can fill another 20 sa, which is a third of a kor, therefore it's a third. Well, you have to know that the heaping is one third more than what the kli actually contains. Okay, that had nothing to do with Ben HaShemashos. That was just a side point. Now, back to Ben HaShemashos. So before we get back to Ben HaShemashos, the way we end off now, the way we basically really finish the sugya, there's a little bit more, but it doesn't really have much to do with the actual halacha lamaisa of the sugya of Ben HaShemashos. We're pretty much done. So the way we end off now, really a machlokes, is it a third of a mil, a half a mil, two thirds of a mil? It's all very, very short zmanim. When all is said and done, the maximum it's going to be is 3/4 of a mil. That's the largest shear. 3/4 of a mil, if a mil is 18 minutes, then 3/4 of a mil is 13 and a half minutes, which means that 13 and a half minutes after shkia, 13 and a half minutes after shkia, it's already tzeis hakochavim. Now, the picture that I sent has like this. Let's say Hadlakas Neros is 8:03. It's in the summertime. 8:03. Which means Shkia begins at 8:23. Let's say we hold 20 minutes later. Shkia begins at 8:23. When is Shkia over? Well, the most machmir shita, it'll be over at 836 and a half. Which, by the way, that's how the Gra and the Gaonim paskened. That 836 and a half, it's over. And there's no longer, it's the new day. There's no longer a suffix. Now, if Hadlakas Neros is 803, then on Shabbos afternoon at 836 and a half, nobody's doing malacha. The reason is because since it's a suffix, we're machmir. Who we machmir like? So now for that, we need Tosfos. So Tosfos in the second Tosfos says like this. The first Tosfos that starts, Trei Tlasi Mil. He says, Tosfos Kasha. Tahacha Mashma, here it's Mashma, the Shkias HaChama Ad HaLaila Leka Ela Tlasi Rivi Mil. It's only three quarters of a mil. That's what it sounds like here. It's only three quarters of a mil. Rabbi Yehuda Gufei B'Psachim, Rabbi Yehuda himself, the very same man, Imsachim said, Parak Mishahaya, Tameh, said, Savar, the Mishkiyas HaChama at Tzeis HaKochavim is our bomb mil. From Shkiyas HaChama till Tzeis is 4 mil. V'Tzeis HaKochavim Lailahu, then it's night. That's 4 mil. If a mil is 18 minutes, then 4 mil is 72 minutes. So what's going on here? K'damina Parak Parak Hamad D'Psachim, K'damuchach Kra, V'anachnu Osem Olacha, right, the Mineh, Mapik, Perkama de Megillah, the Melos HaShachar, Yimamahu, from dawn it's day, Va'omer Rabbeinu Tam. So he just mentioned all that to show you that the day starts in the morning and it ends at Tzeis. So how could Rabbi Yehuda here say that it's three quarters of a mil if Imsachim he said it's 4 mil? So Tosfos gives his famous answer, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Dehasa Mari B'Tchila Shkia. Over there we're talking about the beginning of Shkia, V'Hacha, Misha Tishka, Misof Shkia, Achar, Shnichnasa Hachama, Ove Harakia. Here, we're talking about the end of Shkia, which is when Tzeis really happens. In other words, what Tosfos says is like this. There are two Shkias. There's the first Shkia and the second Shkia. The first Shkia begins at Shkia, and it lasts for 3 1/4 mil. The last, and then it's completely day. It's complete day for every purpose. Then why is there a first Shkia? The only thing it's not day for are things that went on in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a Tosfos in Zvachim that says that the first Shkia is when they stop doing Malacha Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. But for purposes of Shabbos, it's completely day. For purposes of Bris Milah, it's completely day. For purposes of washing for Shalosh Shudas, it's completely day. When does Bina Shmashos even begin? It doesn't even begin till 3 1/4 mil. So, as you see in the sheet, if Shkia is at 8:23, the first Shkia is 8:23, what we call Shkia. Rabbeinu Tam's Shkia doesn't even begin until 9:21 and a half, and it lasts until 9:35, and at 9:35, it's 72 minutes, then you have Laila. So, there's a huge machlokas here, right? According to the Gra and the Gaonim before him, the Shkia Laila is at 836 and a half. And according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's not until 9:35. It's like almost an hour later. It's literally an hour later. So what we do is, what we do today is, we are machmir and we do not do any malacha after the Gra's Bein HaShemashos, because we cannot take a chance that the Gra is right and Rabbeinu Tam is wrong, and then we're going to do malacha when, according to the Gra, it's completely Shabbos. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's completely Friday. We're not going to do that. But by the same token, on Shabbos afternoon, we're not going to make Havdalah on the Gra Zman, for sure not. Now, where'd the 72 minutes come from? Again, it's 4 mil, and each mil's 18 minutes. So then already other Achronim came along and said, well, that 4 mil of 72 minutes, 4 times 18 is 72, that was only meant, Tosfos only meant that in Bavel, in Eretz Yisrael, and where the sundown took that long, but in other places, it's not so long. And in other words, working within the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, he got it down to about 48 minutes. He reduced it, and 50 minutes already, and that's where all these other Zmanim come from, the 50 and the 60. It's all being Makil on the 72, but being Machmer like Rabbeinu Tam. So it's just whittling away the 72 minutes, making it less than 72, but still within the world of Rabbeinu Tam, And you can do that by saying, no, Rabbeinu Tam only meant 72 in such and such a place, but in America or in Europe, he didn't mean that, and therefore they got lesser zmanim than 72 minutes. Now, many people hold 72 straight, low plug. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein is no slouch. Rav Moshe Feinstein said that in New York area, in North America, you don't have to wait that long, and therefore you can certainly rely. We do in the shul rely on Rav Moshe all the time. You can rely on Rav Moshe Feinstein, and it's less than 72 minutes. Okay, that basically is the story of Tzeitzei Kochavim. Now, and Shkia, we're not done yet. Now back to the Gemara. Amar Abaya, I'm sorry, no, I said that already. Abaya Chazi L'Rava, Abaya L'Rava, Deka Davi B'Mayrav. He was looking toward the west. He was waiting for Shkia. He was waiting for Tzeis. He was staring at the west. Amalei, Abaya said to him, what are you doing? Vatanya, we learned in the Braisa, calls Manship B'nei Mizrach Ma'adimin. As long as the eastern side is red, what are you looking at the west for? So Amalei, Abaya said, no, Rava said back to Abaya, no, Misa Varta P'nei Mizrach Mamish. You think he meant the east? No, lo. Panim Hamadim es Hamidrach Mizrach. It means the side of the sky that's lit up by the east, meaning the west. So looking at the west, that's what I have to look at. Ikad Amri, Rava Chazil Abaya, the same story. Rava watched Abaya, Tika Dai by Mizrach. He was looking toward the east. Amalei Misavarta P'nei Mizrach Mamish. You think it means the east? No, P'nei Ma'adim es Hamidrach. It means the sky that is opposite the east, which is with the west. V'simanach Kivsa. The siman is like a window. Like a window has a reflection. When you look out a window, you're looking out the window. But if you want to look in the house, the window will light up the room, and on the other side of the room where the window's not, it'll still be light because the light is coming in. Same thing over here. The eastern side, the sun sets in the west. So you look at but why do you mention the east? Because it merely meant the west. Okay. Next. From the Chemya Omar Kadeshi Helech Adam Ishtishka Chama Chatzi Mil. He said it was a half a mil. Omer of Chanina, Harotzel Lieda, Shirishal from the Chemia. You want to know who Shir? Yinia Chama Brosh HaKarmel. Put this on a Rosh HaKarmel. The Yared, go down. The Yitbol Bayam, go to the Mikvah. The Yalek, come back up. Zay Shir Shal Nechemia. That takes a half hour. That's a Shir. Ik Omer of Chia, Harotzel Liros, Be'er Shal Miriam. You want to see Miriam's Be'er? Yale Rosh HaKarmel, go to Rosh HaKarmel. The Yitzpa, go look over there. The Yirek, Kimin, Kivra, Bayam. It'll look like some sieve in the ocean. Vizehu Be'er Shal Miriam. That's Miriam's Be'er. Fine. Amar Rav Me'ein Hamitaltel Tahar. It's Tahar. This well is Tahar. Vizeo Be'er Shel Miriam. Okay, that's Miriam's Be'er. That has nothing to do with anything. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Ben Hashmashos to Rabbi Yehuda. In the Ben Hashmashos world of Rabbi Yehuda, Kahanim Tovlin Bo. The Kahanim can go to the mikvah. Now that doesn't make any sense, because Kahanim can't go to the mikvah when it's Ben Hashmashos. So Laman. Imal Rabbi Yehuda Svekahu. It's a Sveka. Maybe it's the next day. How can they go to the mikvah? Ella, no, what it meant was, Ben HaShemashos to Rabbi Yehuda, in the world of the Ben HaShemashos of Rabbi Yehuda, L'Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, Kahanim Tovlin Bo, the Kahanim can go to the mikvah. Rabbi Yossi said that Ben HaShemashos lasts for a split second. So during Rabbi Yehuda's Ben HaShemashos, Rabbi Yossi would allow Kahanim to go to the mikvah. So Pshita, that's obvious. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's day. Well, not necessarily. I would have thought Ben Hashmashos to Rabbi Yossi Meishach Shaychi Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yossi's Ben Hashmashos is somewhere in the middle of Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashos. So Rabbi Yossi also can't let anyone go to the mikvah. Maybe it's only a second, but what second is it? No, Kamash Malon the Shlim Ben Hashmashos to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashos finishes his 3/4 of a mil, whatever it is. V'hadar maskel ben hashmashos to Rabbi Yossi. And then at the last second of Rabbi Yehuda's ben hashmashos is Rabbi Yossi's ben hashmashos, and lasts for a second. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar B'yochanan, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda l'inyan Shabbos. When it comes to Shabbos, you hold like Rabbi Yehuda. V'halacha k'Rabbi Yossi l'inyan Truma. When it comes to Truma, you hold like Rabbi Yossi. Bishlam halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda l'inyan Shabbos l'chumra. Okay, we have to hold like Rabbi Yehuda v'chumra, meaning that we start Shabbos on Friday at Rabbi Yehuda's man. Aval l'inyan Truma, Mahi, what does it mean regarding Truma? What does that mean? So, ilem l'tvila doesn't mean going to the mikvah. Sveikahu, it's a suffix. El achilas truma, it means achilas truma. To lavach, the kohanim truma, the kohanim would not eat truma, ad the shlim ben hashmashos of Rabbi Yossi, until the ben hashmashos of Rabbi Yossi would finish, because that's this man. All right, and then we'll resume on the next shir.